I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Civil rights advocates are fighting a proposal to close about 75% of polling locations in a predominantly black South Georgia county. WTOP-TV reports that the Randolph County Election Board is scheduled to meet today to discuss a proposal that would eliminate 7 of 9 polling locations in the county. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia says there is evidence to suggest that this is being done to make it harder for African Americans to vote. According to the latest census figures, Randolph County's population is more than 61% black. Well, the stakes are high for public health in Macon-Bibb County heading into what might be a pivotal meeting over property taxes and public services later this afternoon. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
A draconian budget passed by Macon-Bibb commissioners weeks ago zeroed out local funding for libraries, buses, and the local Department of Public Health. The North Central Health District learned this week that the budget would leave them without $1.5 million of state health funding, too. Anita Barkin, acting deputy director for the district, says a shortfall would soon leave Macon-Bibb without a health department at all.
We are imagining it would be less than a year before that would happen.
It would eventually mean an end to free immunizations for school-age kids, health inspections at your favorite restaurant, and low-cost breast and cervical cancer screenings. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Chatham County is taking over the area's 911 services. City of Savannah and county officials announced details of the transition yesterday. The city was in charge of the emergency response system until last fall, when both governments agreed to the transition. County Manager Lee Smith says people who call 911 should not notice a difference as the system is upgraded.
If there's a difference and we've made a mistake, this should be seamless. Now, for all of us, we should see the difference in timing of calls.
Smith says they're working on agreements with neighboring counties so the closest emergency responders can answer calls regardless of county lines. The county has contracted with a private company for day-to-day management of the E-911 Center. Well, an effort to rename Atlanta's Confederate Avenue is moving forward. The AJC reports the Atlanta City Council voted to hold a public hearing and listening session in September to determine a name change. Last week, Councilwoman Carla Smith introduced legislation to change the street name. This was after petitions to rename Confederate Avenue met city requirements that 75% of a street's residents signed the petition. The city of Atlanta is deciding how to spend millions of dollars in bond and sales tax money on transportation. In an interview with GPB's Ricky Bevington, Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore said it's important to involve the public in the process.
People really need to pay attention to how that money is spent and how those projects are allocated.
The Atlanta City Council is holding a series of meetings about how to expand MARTA all this month. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves made it 4 straight against the Miami Marlins with a 5-2 win last night. The first place Braves begin a 4-game series against the Colorado Rockies tonight at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.